Coming up today, we're going to talk about your summer travel guide for Walt Disney World. That's today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 447 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam, and I am joined today by John.
It's good to be here, folks.
What ride is that from?
That's from the upcoming Tiana's Bayou Adventure at Magic Kingdom.
Okay. I just don't know it yet.
I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Somebody used to say that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now. Well, this episode, there's a few news stories probably to pop in here, but I wanted to make it about the summer, since we are fast approaching summer season. Schools are winding down for the year.
Summertime.
Oh. Indeed. And there's a lot to be aware of for the summer this year.
You mean like gators?
That could be one thing. Sure. If you want to talk about gators. We can talk about gators. We can talk about what's happening. There's a lot that we don't have current dates for yet.
This is true.
As of the recording of this episode, we have some hints at when things are going to open, but I'm sure very soon we will know some solid dates for things. But since you mentioned Tiana's at the beginning of the episode, Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. Maybe I did.
That was the big thing as of the recording of this was we got some insight on when there will be some previews for Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yes.
Nothing concrete about opening date yet, but there's been some confirmation on media previews that mid-June, quote-unquote, there will be media previews.
Who consists of the media previews nowadays? Is it all social influencers? I mean,
some of them, a lot of them are now. With the Disney news outlets that were, got invites, I think, before.
I feel like the one social media presence, I guess, or what you would say on YouTube, the one YouTuber, which is more than just YouTube, because now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But I seem to see that they can get, seems like the inside scoop to almost anything is Attractions. Right? Attractions magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because they were around when there were still people actually still bought magazines, so hence the name.
Bro, straight.
They seem to get in the...
in the game.
Yeah, get in with the videos and everything pretty early on.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter who it is, not just Disney. Some people get into just Disney, but they seem to get in everywhere.
They know somebody that knows somebody.
Well, like I said, they've been around. They've been around since there was actually a magazine, like I said, so...
Yeah.
I doubt they still actually publish a magazine, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, very few people do print anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the other thing that points to that is that cast members have basically the entire month of June blocked out from being able to, book or reserve for cast members.
Okay.
So the month of June is, for Magic Kingdom, is blocked out. So that also is a pretty strong indicator that they're expecting more people showing up for these previews, media and pass holder and cast member previews probably, which would come with a park reservation if they are secure one. So June looks like will be the month of testing, which therefore says either late June or sometime in July would be an opening date. So that's what this looks like.
Well, what was it that...
The license plate?
Yeah, the license plate said. So,
I think it was 5/28 and then
7/2.
7/2 was it or 7/3?
It was something like that.
Early July. I remember that it was early July. So what is that? July 2nd is a Tuesday.
So let's just look at this based on what some of the speculation is, right?
Yeah.
Some invited guests have posted that they will preview between the 9th and the 11th, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So usually the cast member ones are before that.
Yeah. She's a,
what if the cast member ones are 5/28?
It's possible that they start, any preview whatsoever could start on 5/28. It's possible.
See, so there could have been something to that.
Could be like 2 weeks of cast member previews followed by a week or so of media and then a couple weeks or whatever of pass holder. And then it opens July 2nd, possibly. I'm sure we will get, I think now that this story has leaked, I mean, I may have to insert here a update before this episode goes out.
Because
I now that it's kind of leaked, I think that Disney will make the announcement if they hadn't planned to already.
Things could change fast. That's true.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's definitely something to think about if you're planning a summer trip this year, is a lot of things will be opening. Some things will be closing. So if there's one of your favorite attractions that you want to get in one more time,
yeah,
you may want to think about it.
It's not likely that you're going to be able to do both Test Track and Tiana, in other words.
Yeah, unless you're a media or a cast member. Chances are very slim, I think. Unless it might be a 1 or 2 day overlap at best.
Well, it was supposed to close, what was it, the 17th?
Yeah. Which, thank you for mentioning that, because that's another thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, the things that are closing, Test Track is closing June 17th. So June 16th would be the last day of operation, I believe.
Do cast members get to bring people with them in their previews? Probably not.
They might can invite one. I don't know. It's hard to remember.
I know somebody who might be able to do that.
Well, yeah. Possibly. But there should be pass holder previews as well. It just depends. But yeah, if you want to get Test Track in, that's going to be
next to impossible.
Yeah. Early June. So you got to think, do you want to wait around for Tiana's or go early and get your last Test Track in? So that'll be interesting.
It seems like they did everything really fast with Tron. Doesn't sound like they're doing it quite as fast here. I mean, of course, we haven't actually heard the announcement, so I don't know. But
yeah,
it just kind of feels like it's not going to be as fast.
Although with Tron, you know, at D23 last year, the Destination D23, Josh DeMauro was like, hey, I just rode Tron like yesterday. And you will too in 6 more months.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say that about Tiana.
What was it, September or August, the Destination? I think it was September.
Yeah,
last year. So it was like opening spring of next year.
Well, he could have ridden Tron at Shanghai too, so.
Well, he said he opened that one. He just rode that one. It was like,
oh.
And it's going to be 6 more months? What?
Well, like I said, though, it seemed like it was boom, boom, boom for that, was it not? Or am I thinking of Journey of Water? One of them was like boom, 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 like cast member previews.
Oh, yeah. Journey of Water was quick. Well, yeah.
Yeah. That was the one that was fast. Yeah. It wasn't Tron. No, my bad.
Although, I think I did. When did Tron open? Because I went down for a preview of Tron and then it opened, was it April last year? Whatever. Anyway, I think the previews were in March, so it wasn't that. They were not a huge gap. All right. There's a few things that are currently closed that we don't know when they're going to reopen, but they gave us summer. So one of them is Rock and Roller Coaster. It's been down. How long has it been down?
I think it was February.
Something like that. We just know that it will be back in summer, it says. That's the last info that I see here. There hasn't been
really any good explanations for these long refurbs and then it not have any significant changes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see with a ride system like Rock and Roller Coaster, it probably needing a long refurb, especially since it's been around for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
So
the rumor was that last year they kind of skimped on the quality and they had to kind of redo what they did last year and then some.
Yeah.
But who knows how much of that's true or not, but
it's been a little while since I've ridden it.
Yeah.
When I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, because originally it was known for I assume it still was before it went down for refurb, but it was known for being one of the smoothest launch coasters in existence.
Yeah. I've noticed it's always been smooth, but I don't know if, I think something with the braking system was shoddily done last year, from what I understand.
Yeah.
But who knows? So that, it does say, the latest thing I'm reading here says through summer 2024. So that implies it might not open until fall. So who knows? But yeah, Rock and Roller Coaster, it's another one. But Country Bear Jamboree is going to be the Country Bear Musical Jamboree. And it still says summer 2024. So we don't know.
So we just added musical to the title.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they're doing more changes than that, but.
Oh, okay. As I say, does that mean there's no lyric? But that would, they already, we already knew Bear Necessities.
They don't sing anymore. They just act it out. It's like a mime show with music. I don't know.
Yeah. So if you're wanting to catch that, it's probably going to be July or later, I would think, because we haven't heard anything on this either. So,
actually, now that I think about it, with musical in the title, is it going to be like, oh, what a beautiful morning? Served with a French on top?
Right. I'm sorry.
Any other musicals?
There's lots of musicals to choose from.
Yes. There you go. Some of them even Disney has the rights to.
Yeah.
Then again, a lot of their animated films kind of were musicals. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So Blizzard Beach has been closed since March 17th, and we don't really know yet, but we would assume it might reopen in the summer as well.
Well, it should.
You would think.
Water parks open for the summer.
You would think.
It just went down on March 17th?
That's what it says here, March 17th, 2024.
So it was the one open during the winter this time, and Typhoon Lagoon was closed, I'm assuming?
Yeah, because I do remember Typhoon reopening not that long ago. So
they usually close one of them for the winter season, just keep one open during the winter season.
Right.
And then, you know, I always thought they both came back at the same time, but it must have been something they needed to do to Blizzard. So,
yeah. And it says seasonal refurbishment.
I know prior to COVID, you remember how it was closed for a long refurbishment, Winter Beach was. It needed it, though, if you've ever seen any videos that were, like, done in 2020 or 19.
Oh, really?
Some of the slides look pretty grungy.
Yeah.
Pretty grimy in some places.
Well, it's good that they are doing that. So there's some guest rooms at Port Orleans French Quarter that are closing from May 2024 to November for some, like, refurbishment. Mm-hmm. So it might be harder to get French Quarter for the summer if you're looking to book that hotel. So
are they looking to retheme some of them?
That's what I want. It doesn't say. It says a refurb on here.
Because it already has hard floors, right?
And it says there may be construction sounds or work during the day. So be aware of that if you're trying to book French Quarter. You might be disturbed a little bit if you're hanging out during the day, but also the vacation fun, the Mickey Shorts Theater, whatever you call it, will be closing. And it says a month refurbishment, April 29th through May 25th is what that says. So soon, if that's a highlight for your vacation, I doubt it, but that's something as well to note. I'm just looking at everything. The Fort Wilderness Cabins, you know, being converted to a DVC, that started last year, July 15th, and it's expected everything will be done by July 1st for the new cabins. 350 of them were being refurbished and added to DVC.
I do recall seeing a post regarding what they look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people were kind of criticizing the fact that it no longer looked rustic, that it looks more like a modern. I kind of agree. I think it doesn't fit with it without it looking more rustic, really, for its surroundings. But
yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe people thought the old, or maybe Disney thought that the old ones looked too.
I thought they looked great on the inside, though.
Yeah. I liked the layout of them. Thought they were cool, but.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, do they feel like more, it will attract more people to them, perhaps? I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I really don't think it's going to go over as well as they might have thought, just from the initial reaction I've seen on the pictures, you know, like I said, making it more modern.
Yeah.
It didn't fit the surroundings, truthfully, but I'm not really likely to stay there one way or the other, just because it's not something I have a great desire to do. I kind of liked the old ones. I might would have liked to have done it just to say I've done them.
Yeah.
I don't really have like a grand desire to stay in that area, truthfully.
Yeah, it's kind of far from things.
I mean, if you're wanting to get away, if I'm going to do that, I'll just do some actual camping.
Right, yeah. Because if you're going away to just be away at Disney, which some people do, I mean, a lot of people do campgrounds like that and just stay for a while. But if I'm that close to everything, I feel that Disney pressure of like, there's so much to do. I want to do more than just hang out.
Stuff I want to go back to.
Right. So, but hey, if you're able to like compartmentalize that and just more power to you, because I wish I could sometimes. Once you get on property, you're like, okay, time's ticking. Let's go. Like,
yeah. I've been guilty of trying to do too much plenty of times. The times I've been guilty of trying to do too much, believe it or not, was when I was by myself. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah. Well, I guess you feel like, hey, this is my chance to like do whatever I want.
Try everything?
Yeah. Because when you're there by yourself, it's like, I don't have to drag kids around. I don't have to make sure they're constantly like,
right,
you know, bathroom, water, food, like all
different
the things.
Experience for sure. It's like you don't have to. Yeah. You don't have to consider anyone else.
Right. You're just I'm not hungry. I'm not thirsty. So I'll just do whatever I want.
But at the same time, after a while, it gets a little old, or it did for me. But
yeah, it's fun to share it with somebody. It's more. it's fun too. But they both have their pros and cons.
I'm at the point. I don't know if you want to call it. I'm at the age. I don't really like to say it like that. Where I'm just satisfied getting some things in. I don't necessarily have to be disappointed if I don't get something in.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that would be a
choice selections.
Right. I think that would be a tip for people who are coming is.
Right.
In
don't
summers,
feel like you have to do everything.
Yeah. Don't feel that pressure. Especially, you know, if you're going for like 3 or 4 days, you're not going to get it all in. So just get.
All right.
Yeah. You can get a lot in, and then that's your choice. Do you want to like run yourself ragged and get it all in, or do you want to enjoy and soak it in a little more and get a lot of things in, but not everything? Yeah.
I think a good rule of thumb is to like pick 3, maybe 4 things at most that you're like, this is what I would like to get to ride or what I would like to do while we're here today. And anything else you might get to is just say it's gravy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I think would be a good idea for a laid back type of a trip, so to speak.
Yeah. I like laid back. The older I get, the more I like the laid back, which is why even when I am kind of rushing around, I incorporate the places where you can kind of sit and chill for a little while.
Yeah.
That definitely helps.
Although in Central Florida, you don't really want to sit and chill outside too much. So
yeah, it won't be outside usually. Not in the summer. Speaking of, let's talk about the weather a bit. If you haven't been to Disney during the summer in a while, or this is one of your, you know, first summer trips or something, you know, it's Central Florida, the weather, you have to think about probably going to rain every single day at some point.
Yep.
It's going to be really hot in the middle of the day.
Actually, the rain, you can just kind of expect it to be 3-ish, 3:15, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. And it could last until like 6 or 7. You never know. Could only last a couple hours.
Well, if it's the average, if it's the average like daily shower, it's only going to last like 5 minutes.
Right. Well, again, it's just you never know. But then 30 minutes later, the sun comes out, and 40 minutes later, another storm rolls in. You just never know.
I can't count the number of times when we would do summer trips where we go in an attraction and everything will be dry. and you come out, you can tell that it's green, but yet it's still like, it's like the most humid place ever at that point too.
Yeah. There's a tip as well, because this happened to us when we went in July. Was it July for Toy Story opening in 2018? We went to, Sci-Fi Dine-In for dinner. It was perfectly sunny. Everything was wonderful. We parked our stroller, we left the like top back and everything. We didn't like cover it or anything. Went in, had an hour and whatever, 20 minute dinner. We came out, everything was soaking wet.
There you go.
It had rained. We had no idea it rained during that dinner either.
Yep.
So just assume if you're going in and you have to park your stroller or whatever, you're just be aware that by the time you come out, it could be raining or have already rained.
Yeah, just, I mean, you could even go in and do something like, you'd be in line for something like, say, Peter Pan, then it's a short ride itself, but you could go through that ride and come back out and like, hey, it's wet.
Yeah, it's raining.
It could be that quick.
Yeah. You just never know.
Yeah.
It could be one of those showers that just pops up on top of you, you know.
Because Peter Pan is like, what, 30 seconds? I mean, no, it's a little longer than that.
30 seconds? It's like 3-4 minutes? I don't know.
I was being facetious.
Yeah, okay. It feels like when you get off of it, you're like, that was it? It's very short.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Yet I still enjoy it, and I just don't enjoy it to wait for it for like, I don't know, 90 minutes or whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, the weather we talked about, but of course, bring bottles of water. I know last year you talked about you froze them, and
yeah, because we had we were staying off property, right? And we had a freezer at our disposal.
Good point.
The stroller that we rented from Kingdom Strollers, not a sponsor, just let you know,
not yet. Unless you're listening.
But they include it, you could include like a cooler. Right? Like a little bag cooler. And I just had the idea of like, we already have the bottle of water. Let's just stick it in the freezer and, you know, put them in this cooler here and just let them naturally thaw out, so to speak.
Throughout the day.
Yeah. And it worked out well. You know, it's a good tip if you're able to do that. Of course, if you're staying on property, you don't have access to a freezer. So
yeah,
there is that.
Right. You won't be able to, but.
Yeah.
But you could get ice from the hotel.
You could do your ice at the hotel and just pack it in there, and it would help somewhat. Yeah,
if you brought a cooler or whatever.
Yeah,
you wouldn't freeze it, but you could find
one. Let me just see if I can buy one of those type bag coolers now that I've seen one.
Yeah.
It actually was quite convenient, the size.
But, of course, you also need sunscreen. That's a big one, of course. The cooling towels were one of my favorite things that we've started bringing in the warmer months. And the portable fans, they're hit or miss because some of them last a while.
Oh, like the kind that you wear around your neck?
Yes, any of those that are like rechargeable. The kids would take them and run the battery out like within 20 minutes.
Yeah, so they just keep it going constantly. Done before it's even hot. It's
right, like, exactly. We've bought the spray fans too before, and they're fine, but they leak after a while, and they don't really last that long.
That was another one when I was talking about freezing things. We didn't put water in it; we put ice, let it naturally melt.
In the water squirter thing?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Just put ice in there; it melts in no time anyway.
Did you use the Disney one, or did you buy a different one that you brought?
Well, we had bought one at Disney before, right? So we just brought it back.
Oh, okay. In my experience, those will leak after a while, and they don't really...
Especially when they get crushed, like they did under one of our seats.
Well, that's probably true. When you have kids, I probably didn't see what they did to it, but they probably destroyed it.
I don't even know what those cost now, so
oof,
I don't know if I want to know.
Yeah, they're probably $20-25 now at least.
Yeah. So on the really high days, it might be more. Like a little roller coaster tycoon.
I think depending on the week that you go in the summer, it's either going to be fairly crowded or not so crowded. So,
well, you don't really know.
Yeah,
it's relatively. What should I say? the busyness over the summer has kind of become hard to predict. I think that the summer has been kind of become this slower time just because they pack. They've gone from putting things in the winter to try to get people to come to packing the winter so full of stuff that it's only when people want to come.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, they've kind of shot themselves in the foot, really, as far as summer goes. So they need to lighten up some on these festivals and everything like that. I mean, you already have enough things. You don't need to add more.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of, the Flower and Garden Festival will end and the Food and Wine Festival will begin.
Or at least part of it.
Flower and Garden actually ends earlier this year, I think, than it did last year. It's May 27th this year. So is that before Memorial Day?
No.
Memorial Day is... No, it ends on Memorial Day this year.
What?
That's a little strange.
Crazy.
Yeah. So Memorial Day is the final day of Flower and Garden.
So how long is Diet Epcot?
Let's see. Food and Wine is...
I mean, really, with Flower and Garden, the only thing that's going away is the food part of it, I guess, right? Or the... Whatever the festivities are, because the plants are still going to be there. So,
well, I mean, the topiaries, I think they'll put away, won't they?
Well, maybe some of them, but some of them I thought was just built into the natural landscape, or at least they used to be.
I don't see the dates yet. I'm shocked that they haven't already announced that either.
Maybe they're dialing back, like I said, getting back to normal, so to speak, and not having and let the Food and Wine that start until like September.
I doubt that would be it.
Hey. I'm just saying, I would enjoy that. I kind of like it when Epcot is normal for like the 2 weeks that is normal right now.
Yes. So yeah, you'll get regular Epcot.
I feel like the summer is the only time I can get things that are like decent hours too, and like there's no special decorations.
Right.
I can actually see what the park was intended to look like somewhat.
Right. So I wonder if it has to do with the new festival center, because that's another thing that's opening soon that we haven't talked about yet, is the Communicore Hall and the Plaza is supposed to open in June. I forgot the exact date. I was looking for that. When was the date? It was early or mid-June. So that Communicore Hall is supposed to be where some of the Flower and Garden Festival, like there's going to be some of the demonstrations and things will be there. So they might be waiting until that is completely ready. I found what appears to be estimated dates for the Food and Wine Festival, and it shows July 25th through November 16th. These are unconfirmed, but that would be later than the last year or two, I think. If you're thinking I'm going for July 4th and may catch Food and Wine Festival, looks like it will be later this year than before. July 25th is practically fall in Disney terms.
So well, what I mean, the 25th only like 10 days long, I mean, shorter, right? Wasn't it like mid-July last year? I mean, it wasn't.
I think there was... I don't remember if it was 22 or last year that it was like right after 4th of July. It was like July like 5th or something, or 7th or something like that.
I was thinking it was like the 15th in that range, but
maybe I'm wrong. Look, 2023. Let me just double check.
You got to pull it up right quick.
Why not? It was July 27th last year.
Oh, never mind. That was wrong.
So I guess that's why everyone's assuming it'll be late July.
Well, there you go.
In 2022 was July 14th. So maybe that's what I was thinking.
My daddy's coming home on July 14th.
And in 2021, it was July 15th. That's how early they did it back then. But and in 2020, it was July 15th as well, because they had just reopened. So anyway, so expect to be late July this year, and some of the new that Communicore Hall will be part of it this year, which makes sense. Supposed to open officially in June, but I think, you know, it's not going to be completely ready for Food and Wine probably until July, so there you have it.
There it is.
Prior to the Food and Wine Festival and Epcot thing, we were talking about crowds. So I just wanted to take a look at the crowd calendar that Touring Plans has just to get an idea of what
not
the... Yeah, no, right, not a sponsor. For the month of May, it's a great time to go. Late April and early May is great. They're all kind of mid crowd levels, fours and fives. Towards Memorial Day, the Memorial Day weekend is only a 6 and a 7. Memorial Day itself is a 6.
You know, I've noticed the weekends in general seem to get lower numbers in the summer, especially when you look at the crowd calendar.
Yeah, I wonder why that is, though.
You know, as far as the average, like, guess is going to stay there, I think that the number suggests, anyway, that they do their traveling on the weekends.
Sure. So starting with Memorial Day, I wanted to go that because it's the final day of Flower and Garden Festival, the crowd calendar expects Epcot to be an 8. And because of that, Magic Kingdom is only going to be a 4 that day. So Memorial Day would be a great day to go to Magic Kingdom, it looks like.
Yeah.
So looking at June, I think because people are anticipating the either previews or opening of Tiana's Bayou Adventure, there's some dates in June that are 7s, a lot of 7s overall. Weekends are lower, like you said, there's 6s on the weekends. During the week, there's 7s. But June doesn't look too bad overall. July, around July 4th, even doesn't look that bad this year either. Magic Kingdom and Epcot will be the bigger ones because of the fireworks. But other than that, like the week after 4th of July, there's 5s. So mid-level.
If you were going to be there on the 4th of July and your objective was to go to the least busiest park, which one would you go to on that day?
Animal Kingdom, probably. That would be
I think that's a universal answer. I just thought I wanted to see what you would say.
But honestly, the park you should go to that day is Hollywood Studios because it's scheduled to be a 5 that day, which makes sense because the fireworks. So if you want to close out Hollywood Studios that day, you could probably walk on Rise of the Resistance. Slinky would probably still have a wait, but yeah, that looks like a great day to call Hollywood Studios. Watch the fireworks from your hotel room later if you have a view. But anyway. Because chances are it's going to be like storming anyway.
Yeah. Dang.
Anyway, there's some really low crowds, of course, at the end of August because that's closer to when school's coming back for a lot of country. You know, Labor Day is, we keep talking about, is the best holiday to go.
It's the least busiest holiday. Yes.
Least busy, yeah. All the crowd, like Magic Kingdom's at 2.
On Labor Day.
That's what it says. Hollywood Studios at 4. So,
anyway. As far as the month goes, September is still typically the slowest.
Yeah. And you can see that on reflected on crowd calendars, too.
And it's pretty consistent. I mean, there might be some days that you get fooled by.
Yeah.
For overall, it's pretty consistent. So,
the lowest crowd day that I've seen probably for the entire year is September 4th. So, 2 days after Labor Day, Wednesday, 2 and 3s all at every park.
I mean, there's no days with ones.
I don't see any ones.
You used to see ones.
Yeah, I don't see any ones this year, but there's definitely a lot of 2s and 3s.
It's a testament to where how far they've come. They don't have any truly slow days anymore.
2s, 3s, and 4s, but no ones. I haven't seen a single one, even for like Animal Kingdom or anything. Anyway, lots of 2s at Magic Kingdom, which is interesting. So Tiana's will be open by then, so if you want to go ride that, ride it till you throw up.
One thing, too, about this, well, you say that, but one thing, too, about this is that they've engineered the wait times with Fast Pass and whatever.
You're still going to have waits, yeah.
Yeah, they don't get as low as they should, in my opinion.
So I don't think you won't ever need Genie Plus either if you don't want to wait in lines, because even at a 2 or 3, 4 crowd level, it's you're still going to have 30, 40-minute waits for a lot of stuff, so or more, depending on the ride and how frequently it breaks down and stuff, too.
I can remember a time whenever September meant that you could, you know, ride rides like Rock and Roller Coaster and it say 5 minutes, which is the lowest any of the ride things will go. And I know James and I, we rode it like 6 times in a row. After that, it was kind of like, yeah, we don't need to ride this anymore for a while. But still, I mean, the fact that you could do it, like I can't see in this day and age there being such thing as a day in September or what have you in which Rock and Roller Coaster has a wait that low. I just can't see it.
I think there are times though, like late in the day, early in the morning.
Times, yes, but we're talking about just the about day. The entire day. It had a wait like that.
Yeah, to be that way all days. Yeah,
this was like you wouldn't see this at 3 in the afternoon, like we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Not anymore. But to put that into some more perspective, like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at a crowd level 2, still going to be about a 45-hour wait.
Right. So, so it doesn't seem any different than usual.
Yeah.
Anytime. I just can't figure that one out.
Yeah. But at a crowd level 10, it's more of like a 2-3 hour wait, depending on, you know, so like Christmas Day or something, you'll be 2 hour wait minimum for Mine Train probably. Like Rise of the Resistance at a crowd level 3 or 4 is going to be probably an hour wait average. Again, this is like the average for the day, about an hour wait. So
that's could true. Be up to 2 hours average for a day. So it could be lower.
Yeah. At times it will be, you know, Flight of Passage, it shows at a level 2, it'd still be a 55-minute wait at a crowd level 2. It's because there's nothing else to do at Animal Kingdom that everybody wants to do. So it's the most popular thing.
Anyway. Well, yeah, moment at the moment.
So let's talk a little bit about some rumor stuff too, because I don't think any of this is going to close in the summer, but it does appear that the Animal Kingdom stuff is moving along to where Dinosaur is probably going to close this year, as well as Triceratops Spin, perhaps the Boneyard. So the entire Dino Land itself may close some point this year, probably not in the summer, but it does look like this project is going to be starting soon-ish. So if you want to ride Dinosaur again, and you're going for your every couple year trip, make sure to hit it up this year because it probably won't be back next year.
Yeah. They'll probably still utilize it for the summer, maybe. Although we keep talking about how it's slower, but
yeah.
You need to thin the crowds out sometimes.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think any special events. We talked about their Epcot won't really have one until late July. So if you're going in June, July, you're not really going to get a festival,
which I kind of like.
Yeah, Epcot regular.
Yeah, good to see things as they were originally supposed to be.
Well, yeah, without,
not without, but you get what I mean.
Yeah, without kitchens everywhere.
Nothing special.
Or topiaries or whatever. But 4th of July, I wonder if Luminous is going to have like a 4th of July tag at the end.
It could. Like
Epcot usually does something for 4th of July as well as Magic Kingdom.
Isn't Jason the only person to have seen Luminous out of us thus far?
In the flesh?
Yeah, in the flesh.
And he hadn't seen it at all beforehand. He really loved it. Spoiler, but yeah.
That's a spoiler?
Well, because
he hasn't talked about it? No, okay.
But yeah, I hope next time that'll be a thing. We'll try to see it in person.
Yeah.
Trying to think of dining. One place I'm going to try to go next time is
Via Napoli. No.
Yeah. No. Well, actually, yeah, Jason went there too. Might as well just do a trip report for him. Yeah, he had pizza at Via Napoli. I want to check out Narcusi's. That's one that hadn't been to yet. And they had just kind of refurbed it last year. So. Is there any dining that you're thinking about?
Just based on my, I guess, appetite now, more or less.
Right, eating
less. I can't really think of just one place in particular that just like says, I got to have this sort of thing.
If you want small portions, go to Tiffin's.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay through the nose for small portions.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good point.
Actually, most of the time, I kind of find myself being happy with some of the quick service options, truthfully, most of the time.
Yeah.
But there, you know, there's always a few. If I'm going to do table service, I like doing a good character if possible, like your Garden Grills and your Tusker House and stuff like that, the ones that do good character experiences, if you're going to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I kind of like to avoid Chef Mickey's just because that's the one everybody thinks of. And I mean, I know you get the Fab Five, but the food is just eh.
Yeah, most of the buffets are eh, to be honest. Yeah. Except for, well, the all-you-can-eat meals like Garden Grill or Ohana's or...
Yeah.
Good. Although I don't think...
Tusker House still does it too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's a great buffet, yeah. Actually. That's the only buffet that's... Yeah. It's expensive, but it's the best one, probably, food-wise.
Yeah. So the other ones we mentioned were the kind where they... the family style. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as what I'm, like, looking forward to, I'm trying to think. I don't have anything in particular just right on my list, really.
Yeah.
I mean, Space 220 would be nice to do just to say I've done it, if you can get in there. So.
It's good, yeah. It's definitely worth doing.
I mean, that's kind of one that's kind of an experience, right? You know.
Yeah, it's a good experience. It's a fun experience.
I do like the ones that are an experience. That's one of the things I like about Primetime, just because they do it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, they make it fun.
Right. That one is good, yeah. Highly recommend that one. The one that this happens with Disney a lot is at the beginning, they give you all these like really great things like Woody's Roundup Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff in the beginning, but they've already scaled back the menu and they've already changed stuff that for the worse, you know, that tends to happen.
Yeah, they usually come out with a bang and they just kind of like settle into mediocrity, it seems,
and
like
they
just
cut
about everything.
Things that will save money, you know.
Not everything works that way, though. I feel like when it comes to the barbecue, I feel like Regal Eagle has been good from day one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't always happen that way. The one to me that kind of was good to start with and they kind of screwed with the menu a little bit, Woody's Lunchbox was one that they kind of screwed with.
Yeah, I really loved it in the beginning, and now they're also, I think, trying to expand the seating area. That's one of the biggest complaints I've seen is there's not enough seating.
It's very weird.
It's just not big enough, the area.
It's a weird layout, let's put it that way.
Yes. And of course, sun, it's not very well shaded either.
Right. I've never really been just like wild about any of the food in Galaxy's Edge either.
Yeah, the breakfast at Ronto is pretty good.
Okay.
Ronto Roasters.
I'm just saying, there's nothing over there that I just go crazy over. Like, I just have to have something over there.
Yeah, I'm not like a...
I mean, like, Docking Bay 7, is there anything over there that just stands out to you that you can think of?
Nothing that's like, ooh, I have to get that.
Yeah.
I have to go to get it, yeah.
So,
whereas Regal Eagle, I'll, like, ooh, we're near Regal Eagle, I'll mobile order that. It's good, you know. It's always going to be something good. You know, of course, Satouli. If you're at Magic Kingdom, it's like Columbia Harbor House. You can't really go wrong with fried fish or chicken. And it's like, you know.
It's amazing how these things change over time, though, because once upon a time, the go-to would have been Pago's Bills.
Yeah, man. Before COVID, when they had the toppings bar and everything, that was great.
Yeah.
I used to love Pago's Bills, but...
But it was actually a popular one back in the day, too.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it will be Tiana's place at some point.
Yeah, will be changed to have the... Where are they going to have the beignets in there? You're supposed to have them.
Aren't they at the old fry stand behind?
Oh, that would make sense.
That's where they are. Yeah.
That's the stand that... I don't know. I don't remember when it came into existence, but I remember... The earliest I remember, they were serving McDonald's food there.
Right. Yeah, I do.
That's what I remember.
But isn't it like Golden Oak Outpost or something like that?
Yeah.
Some outpost.
Yeah. There was McDonald's fries was their thing at the beginning that I remember.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
I would go for that today if I was sharing it.
Right. Oh, McDonald's fries.
So something that doesn't have a date again, but says summer 2024 is at Disney Springs, the drone show, which...
Oh, yes. Which a lot of people are getting into this now.
Yeah. Like, Disneyland Paris one is very impressive.
Like, Disney's a little late to the game, though, right? Isn't Universal already utilizing this?
Are they? I know a lot of people are, not just Disney and Universal, but a lot of places have this kind
Actually,
of
Actually, in this
thing.
State, Stone Mountain did it this past year. They changed their laser show they used to do.
Oh, now it's a drone show.
Yeah. It was a drone show all last year, actually.
Oh.
Last summer, starting last summer.
Yeah. So, yeah, Disney is a little late to the game on this one, but they are already working on it. There's a spot, a launch site is already prepped or being prepped for this show, which is set to debut in the summer. It's in that parking lot area behind, what's the name of that parking lot? I parked there once for Christmas because it was so crowded.
I kind of forget the names of them.
I forgot the lot, but anyway, it's behind Cirque du Soleil.
Named after citrus fruit, I think.
Right, probably. Strawberry, actually. When you said that, it just popped into my head.
What are the odds? I mean,
so it's the strawberry parking lot, which is like an actual parking lot.
I guess that's kind of a Florida thing, trying to name it after stuff you can get in the state of Florida.
Probably.
Fresh fruit. All the fruits you can get there. It's kind of like that thing that, Parkeology was just talking about how they once upon a time did a lot of gator stuff. Like everything was a gator. I mean, the mascot of both Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach were a gator. Right, the gators in the parks, and
that makes sense. Now that they've had real gators, they probably shy away from that, most likely.
Yeah, the one at Blizzard Beach was ice gator. Get it?
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so a couple other things to mention. This isn't like summer prep stuff yet, but the Disneyland 4 thing had unanimous approval from the Anaheim City Council. The full approval won't be for another month, sometime in June. But that's looking like it's going to be happening soon. So
Disneyland paying forward.
Not really a third gate, though, right? It's like an expansion.
That's all they have room to do, really.
Yeah. Which is, it's an expansion of both parks, though, I think, right?
Uh-huh.
Interestingly. So that looks like it is going to happen.
I'm surprised they have enough room for that.
Yeah.
Everything was supposed to be toyed.
Yeah. I mean, it is very small area, but that's probably where the Pandora Land will be whenever they...
You know, that's kind of... There's something to be said, though, from being... We're not having to travel too terribly far to get to certain things, right? I mean, like, it's kind of cool walking out of one park and being able to walk right into the next one. Yeah. Or,
I mean, yes.
Or across the way.
There are some advantages that Disneyland has.
And yet they somehow managed to fit some of the major attractions that are on both coasts into two parks, basically, when they have four. Yeah,
exactly. But, yeah, the Disney World parks are probably too spread out, like too few attractions in each of the four parks.
Well, they no longer have anything Animal Kingdom-based out west, right? So they used to have at least it's tough to be a bug once. But
right. But speaking of Animal Kingdom, it's like, there's like almost zero reason to go to Animal Kingdom.
Oh, come on, though.
I mean, unless you really just want to go see the animals.
Well, there's that. Safari. I mean, Everest. You got Pandora.
Sure. I mean, it's a gorgeous park, and I do like
it. Nothing new reasons to go there yet, if that's what you mean.
If you want to go ride stuff, there's really nothing.
It's funny how prior to Pandora, that's the same comments people were giving.
That's true. But it's sort of, now that people are used to Pandora, it's like, okay, it's been like 8 years.
Back to the same conversation.
Yeah. I got to say, too, what they're redoing for Dino Land, they might be adding another spinner, or it looks like a merry-go-round from what I've seen, and probably some other ride, and then retheming Dinosaur to Indy. So it's not really going to add a whole lot. You used to have a spinner, another ride, and Dinosaur. So now you're just going to have the same amount. Hopefully a better ride.
You know, I know in the initial announcement for bringing Indy,
yeah,
it got a good reaction. But I'm wondering if they're really thinking about this, like long term, is this going to really be that popular, I should say, just given that it's already on the other coast. And, I mean, it's essentially the same track, right? So... I mean, you're changing the scenery.
Yeah.
Same type of ride, but you're going to have definitely a proven franchise there instead, but it's going to be the same thing, so.
I mean, maybe they'll make it slightly different. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it will be, though, but.
No.
Anyway.
Well, just like some of those things, Tron was a clone, right?
Yeah.
What's another one that was cloned from, like, what's one that was cloned recently from east to west? Soarin'? That's not that recent. Mm-hmm.
East to west or west to east?
I mean, yeah, that was west to east, wasn't it? Yeah.
Maybe they'll build Tron out west as well.
I don't know if that's necessary.
Anyway, let's wrap this up with a couple other things. One, Monorail Peach returned from refurbishment. So another round of monorail refurbishments. Doesn't look a whole lot different from me, but monorails are being refurbed. So as we're kind of wrapping up the summer stuff, you know, we talked about this last week, but just to throw it in this episode, there are discounts. So look out for the hotel discounts. If you're a Visa card, you can get this, quote, free dining thing, which don't do that. But if you feel like, you know, not saving money, you can do that as well.
If you feel like eating for free.
Right, yeah, quote, unquote. Nothing costs nothing. You always remember that, especially with Disney. But the hotel discounts are pretty good. So look those up. Is there a package one? I don't know. But hotel discounts are definitely good for summer. Especially Florida resident, pass holder, and regular discounts, like 30% this year. So pretty good.
I'd be curious to see just how well the dining one does, though.
Yeah.
Because, again, I just don't feel like, I've never felt like I would utilize it. I've never felt like to that extent. I mean, because in the past, I have compared the price of it with me just eating where I wanted to eat, and I came out better out of pocket.
Yeah. So always, almost always.
Yeah.
So
the only way you can take advantage of it, and it's even less of an opportunity to take advantage of it now, is to do signatures out the yin yang.
Yeah.
You know,
and just order the most expensive thing.
Yeah. That's about the only way you're going to even potentially get out ahead.
And don't drink alcohol because you have to pay that separately.
Right.
So if you really want to save money, yeah, do that.
Really save money, drink water, and
eat
stuff yourself with whatever the most expensive thing on the menu is.
Yeah.
And another reason why it would never be good for me is because with my kids being the current age they are, they're never going to eat what they charge. They're never going to get their money's worth out of any of the meals.
Words. Yeah, they never do. And you can't really take food to go like you could, but you're not going to eat it again. Like, no one's going to wake up the next morning and eat leftover. Yeah. Especially kid food. You're not going to eat, like, cold chicken or mac and cheese, you know, whatever.
Wow. I guess if I was on the dining plan, I might actually do California Grill. Just maybe.
Yeah, if you'd already paid for it, I mean,
because I don't dislike California Grill. I just dislike the way they do it now.
Prefix it, yeah. That was the dumbest. Even the cast members there were like, yeah, wish we hadn't done that. But it was all about maximizing revenue on that one, which...
It was not that bad of a deal a la carte, truthfully.
But no, it wasn't terrible. But if you show up and order an appetizer and then just stay for the fireworks, your restaurant's not making enough money, probably.
Were there that many people doing that?
I'm sure there was. Because all you had to do was have a...
Was it 60% like the DAS?
I bet it was high, though. It was high enough to make them do that.
Yeah.
Because the people just show up to watch the fireworks. So they're like, I just want a coffee. I'm good. I'm just going to sit here for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
That's another reason why Space 220 is prefixed, too, is because... People would just show up to see it and not really order enough. You know, look around and hang out.
They can do that. It's a bar, though. They can do that without a reservation. So,
yeah. Well, Disney forces you now, like, oh, you want to come in here? We're going to make you pay. You're paying $80 to get in here. So,
well, you'll pay.
Yeah, you will. Speaking of, though, it's time to pay the price as. Tim Tracker would say, and wrap this show up with, does he still say that? I'm sure he does.
I haven't watched him.
It's been a while. Anyway, where can we be found?
Well, we have Facebook, we have X, and we have Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store where you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. And, of course, we have a YouTube channel. Where can we find that?
Our website on the World Wide Web. It's travelingwiththemouse.com. Email address is podcast at travelingwiththemouse.com, and we have links to all those things and more on our website. So for John, this is Adam. We hope you enjoy your summer vacation and that you will join us on our next trip.
On our summer vacation.
Yeah. We hope you join us on our next trip.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I always forget the tagline.
You forget our own tagline?
I know. I'm like, well, I will join you on your next trip.
What are you doing? Adam the Woo now?
Shall you? Are those petunias?